Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, I've really been blessed. I've had lots of struggles in life, as most of us have. I wouldn't want to take one of them away because every single time I struggled, every single time I didn't do something that worked out, I had to reevaluate what I was doing, and of course it's got me to where I am today. And I'm also blessed for so many ways because, you know, Evelyn has been just a great partner. We get along just fine. We have no conflict whatsoever. And, you know, when I was a young person, I met my mentor. I was 26 years old. His name was Ben. And he was an extremely wise person. I mean, I look back at myself at 26 years old, and I've kind of laughed at myself because I see how many roads I've traveled and how far I've come. But a great deal of that has to do with Ben's wisdom and how he guided me. And one of the things that he told me was, Howard, you cannot know everything. You cannot know everything in the world. There's so much information that's coming out. Don't even try to know everything. Be the best at what you can be. And when you don't know something, go after it. So even though I am considered to be an expert in my field, and not just because I say so, because people that I work with say so. Just look at my LinkedIn profile, read my recommendations. So even though I am an expert, I'm always seeking information. I'm always reading. I'm always looking. I'm always looking for the answer. And what I really like is simplification. I like to break things down into the simplest possible form. And when you break them down into the simplest possible form, they're understandable. When you get these complex equations, who can understand them? Because as business people, what do we want to do? We want to do business. And so I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of listening. I do a lot of consulting. So I came across a man named Mark Miller. And Mark actually happens to be working for Chick-fil-A. He's vice president of leadership development. And this is what he said in one of his readings. This is a quote that puts business in perspective. Just a couple of words. It's just so simple. He says, what's the purpose of business? The purpose of business is to grow people, to grow the business, and to make a profit. My goodness, that says it all, doesn't it? Because we absolutely have to grow our people and ourselves. Because if we don't grow, if we don't understand business, if we don't understand people, if we're not understanding what the needs are, if we're not meeting the needs and we're not growing all the time, we certainly can't grow the business. And that's how the business grows. The business grows by growing people. It also grows by making the right decision, by having the right leadership. And when we grow the business with the right people and we have the right leadership because we're growing, what happens? We make a profit. Profit is not something that's imaginary. It's not something that we hope, wish, and dream for. It doesn't happen by accident. It happens because you are developing a business. You are developing people. You are developing your product line. You're developing the intellectual property that you may have, whatever it happens to be. And you're going out into the world and you're putting your hand up and you're raising it high and you're saying, here I am. Look what I have for you. Look what I've developed for you. Come and get it because it's going to help you make a profit. And it's going to help my company because I'll be able to help my people, meet my payroll, give them raises, pay their benefits. And because I'm going to do that, I'm going to start all over again and I'm going to grow more. I'm going to get my people more involved. I'm going to get them to think about business. I'm going to get everyone in the action here. And that's what you want to do with your business. You want to grow your people and grow your business so that you can make a profit. Simple enough? Simple enough words? Well, not quite that easy to do, though, is it? It really takes a lot of thought and a lot of effort and a lot of planning, a lot of will, a lot of determination, and a lot of understanding people, being in the people business and selling relationships. And whatever your product is, whether it's construction, whether it's software, whether it's selling pens, it makes no difference whatsoever. If you're in the stationery business or you're in the direct mail business, it's the same. Grow your people, grow your business, grow your profits. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.